Chapter 44, Athens. We are still following the Apostle Paul in his journeys to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He went to those parts where he was told to go by the Holy Spirit, and when he had come down to a place called Troas, he had a vision in the night. A man stood before him in the vision and said to him, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." So Paul made his way over to that country, believing that the Lord had called him to preach the gospel there also. They sailed across the sea and came first to the city of Philippi. On the Sabbath day they went out of the city to a place by the river where the people used to meet together for prayer. They sat down with them, and Paul spoke to the people. A woman was there whose name was Lydia, and God opened her heart to receive the things spoken by Paul. So, having received the truth and shown that she was a believer, she was baptized. Then she showed her love to the Lord by taking Paul and his companions into her house and looking after them. But it was not long before the people turned against them and brought them before the magistrates, who put Paul and Silas into prison. At midnight they prayed and sang praises to God, and the other prisoners heard them. Then there was a great earthquake which shook the prison and opened all the doors. The keeper of the prison thought they had all escaped and was so frightened that he would have killed himself. But Paul called to him and told him not to do himself any harm, for they were all still there in the prison. So the keeper called for a light and came to Paul and asked what he should do to be saved, for God had convinced him of his sins. Then he was given faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and was baptized with all his house, for they believed also. But how different was his case from Lydia's! And yet they were both now real believers and showed their love to Paul and Silas and to all the Lord's people. After some further traveling and preaching, Paul came to Athens, which is the capital city of those parts. Many of the wise men in those days gathered there and talked of all the new things they could hear about. But they were idolaters and did not know the true God. And as Paul saw this, his spirit was stirred up, and he talked with them. He spoke to the Jews in their places of worship and to the people in the market. Then some of the wise men came and asked him to tell them about these new things that he was preaching. They brought him up to Mars Hill and gathered round to hear what he had to say. He told them that as he came along, he saw an altar on which the words were written, "To the unknown God." Then he preached to them about the true God, whom they thus confessed they did not know. He showed how God had made the world and all things, and that he made all men and keeps them in being. So they ought to seek to know him, and not to worship idols made with men's hands. They ought not to think that idols of gold or silver or stone could possibly be the true God who had made all things. Then he told them of the resurrection, when the dead shall be raised again and brought before the judgment seat of Christ. For God has appointed that the Lord Jesus, who himself was raised again from the dead and has ascended into heaven, shall judge the whole world in that great day. So we must all appear there, and unless we have been given grace to repent of our sins and to receive the forgiveness of them, we shall be judged as guilty before the throne of God. Only those who have been given faith to believe in Jesus and are found in him will be saved, and all the rest must go into eternal punishment. What a solemn day that will be, and how we do need to be prepared for it while we live in this world. May you be given grace to seek after these great blessings, that you may escape from the wrath to come. There were a few who believed the words that Paul spake and went with him, although many of the Greeks mocked when they heard him say that all men will be raised again from the dead. You will find the account of Paul's visit to Athens in the book of Acts, chapter 17.